教会弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with all of you.
感谢神，今天晚上我们一起来聚会敬拜神。
Thank God for the opportunity tonight to worship God.
今天晚上要谨慎，免得被迷惑。做题目跟大家来查考。
And tonight the topic of encouragement is watch out so that no one deceives you.
我们如果熟悉真耶稣教会历史的，我们比较老的弟兄姐妹们，一定会有一个不一样的感受。
For the older generation of believers in True Jesus Church, we may have a different kind of experience.
早期的真耶稣教会，大部分的会堂都很简单。
The earlier True Jesus churches, were more simple.
就是通常教会因为也比较人数也少，财力也比较不充足，所以基本上教会教堂的本身啊，建筑物都是很简陋的。
And because in the past there weren't as many church believers and everything was a lot more simpler, the chapel was not as adorned.
但是最近这几年来，我们教会各地方的教会呢，所盖的会堂呢越来越好了，就是说越来越让很多人觉得说，哎呀，这是一个何等美好的教会啊。
But in recent years, the True Jesus churches that we have established, seem better on the outside, and from the outside perspective, people think that we are a rather good church.
有一些地方甚至我们的教会本身成为当地的地标了。
And in some places, our church has become a sort of architectural point.
那有很多信徒也认为说啊，这个是一个荣耀神的机会。
And some believers believe that this is a chance to glorify God.
让人看到说，你看这个教会，你看你有神很多的祝福。这里面各方面的条件都很值得让人羡慕。
To allow others to think that because we are so blessed by God, this is something that we can admire.
但是当我们看到这样的现象在教会出现的时候，我们一定要谨慎。
But when we see this kind of effect in our church, we have to take heed.
因为我们已经渐渐的把教会的荣耀从属灵的品质转移到外表建筑上的堂皇。
Because we have placed the spiritual value from spirituality to the outside.
那其实我们很容易人的注意力呢，就会看到这个外面上哇，可以跟别人哦比较，我觉得这是一种进步。
And as humans, naturally we compare what we see outside to other people, and we see it as some kind of improvement.
那这样的情形呢，我们会想到主耶稣在马可福音十三章里面所讲的一句话。
And when we think of this, we will think of what Jesus talked about in Mark chapter 13.
我们现在请翻开马可福音十三章第一节。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 13, verse 1.
马可福音十三章第一节。
Mark 13, verse 1.
耶稣从殿里出来的时候，有一个门徒对他说：“夫子，请看，这是何等的石头，何等的殿宇。”
Verse 1, then as he went out to the temple, one of his disciples said to him, Teacher, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here.
主耶稣对他说：“你看这大殿里吗？将来在这里没有一块石头留在石头上不被拆毁了。”
Verse 2, and Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone shall be left upon another that shall not be thrown down."
这是主耶稣他已经从圣殿出来了，他已经离开了，所以是从远处望回来这个圣殿的建筑物啊。
And here Jesus returned from the wilderness and into the architectural civilization.
那这个门徒特别要主耶稣回头看，说你看一下，哎，这个殿里是何等的堂皇，就是何等的殿里，何等的石头，觉得非常的荣耀。
And this disciple alerted Jesus and wanted him to notice the manner of stones and the buildings and how important they were.
当时候这个圣殿是那个大希律当王的时候所建筑的，已经花了46年的时间还没有完成。
And this temple took 46 years to establish and was not finished even after then.
那个时候其实很多人都觉得说，哇，这个圣殿很荣耀了。
And at the time, many people thought that this temple glorified God.
结果主耶稣就跟他说了，其实这个将来没有一块石头留在石头上，表示有一个大的毁灭会来到。
But in actuality, Jesus told them that not one of these stones will be left upon one another.
这个就是泼了这个门徒一大盆冷水。
And this was like pouring a glass of cold water onto the disciple.
让他了解说，其实这个物质的殿呢，将来都会消失的。
And it taught the disciple that materially everything is temporary.
只有属灵的事情才会永存呢。
And that the only thing that is permanent is what is spiritual.
然后之后呢，这个门徒呢，他们就 在有一个机会，他们说主耶稣在橄榄山上对着圣殿而坐的时候，有门徒就来问主耶稣说。
And after this, the disciples had another opportunity to ask Jesus a question on the Mount of Olives.
就说，这你降临跟世界末了有什么样的兆头，有什么预兆？
And they asked, tell us when will these things be?
我们现在看一下马太二十四章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 24.
马太二十四章在讲到这个主题的时候是非常重要的。
And Matthew 24 is our topic of the day, and it's quite important.
因为第二章啊，第三二十四章第三节，
chapter 24 verse 3，
这门徒他们问主耶稣说，他说，请告诉我们什么时候有这些事呢？你降临和世界末了有什么预兆呢？
Here the disciples ask Jesus, tell us when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?
也就是说，这个石头圣殿的这个。石头被拆掉，这到底什么时候发生？
And they wanted to ask Jesus, when the stones of the temple will be destroyed.
第四节主耶稣就回答他们说，你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。
In verse 4, Jesus replies to the disciples and says, take heed that no one deceives you.
这个时候，面对这个提问，就是说你降临跟世界末了有什么预兆？主耶稣提出了最重要的教导，就是要谨慎，免得被人迷惑。
And here the answer to the disciples' question, Jesus' point is to take heed that no one deceives you.
那所以从马太福音第二十四章开始呢，这个迷惑这个字眼就重复的出现了很多次的。
And from Matthew 24 onwards, the word deceives, appears many times.
你看第五节，他说哦，会有人冒我的名来说我是基督，要迷惑许多人。
And for example, verse 5 says, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many.
第十一节说，且有好些假先知起来，会迷惑多人。
And verse 11, then many prophets will rise up and deceive many.
第二十四节说，因为假基督、假先知将要起来，显大神迹、大奇事，倘若能行，连选民也就迷惑了。
In verse 24 as well, for false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect.
那这二十四章，如果我们读过了，我们都会知道说，主耶稣在预言世界末了所会经历的。这个社会上跟教会里面一个大混乱。
And in Matthew 24, Jesus is prophesying the end of the world.
会随着主耶稣再临的日子临近，越来越严重。
And he says that as the end times draw nearer, more situations and will happen.
甚至连选民都会觉得说，怎么会这样子
？That even the elect will wonder why is this happening.
表示说，连在教会里面的信徒都会觉得说，哎，好像。神的作为不见了，怎么这种事情在教会会出现呢？
And what this means is that the believers in the church will even begin to question and wonder where Jesus is and why these signs begin to appear.
啊，其实这个就是所谓的大灾难。
But this is the sign of the end times.
我们看第二十一节。
Let's look at verse 21.
因为那时候必有大灾难，从世界的起头直到如今，没有这样的灾难，后来也必没有。
Verse 21, for then there will be a great tribulation, such as has not been seen since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be.
那这个大灾难这个现象，主耶稣特别提出来，而且使徒也一再的重复的提出。
And this great tribulation is repeatedly brought up by Jesus and also his disciples.
所以在新约的书信，在新约的圣经里面，我们看到很多有关于这个假先知、假基督会起来迷惑众人的警告。
And so in the New Testament, we see that there are many false prophets who try to challenge the truth.
那在这里我们要特别注意的是，圣经提出，主耶稣特别提出是从人来的迷惑。
And what we need to watch out for is the deception that comes from people.
就是说，会有人冒主耶稣的名来说我是基督，就是假基督出现。
And that there will be many false prophets and false Christ who will appear.
而且会有假先知。
And especially there will be false prophets.
那所谓假先知，对当时候选民他们很清楚啊。先知就是会传达神的信息的，就是会预先知道将来会发生的事。
And at the time, the prophets could prophesy what is to happen.
他说，这个所谓的假先知、假基督，他们还会行大神迹、大奇事，还会很有能力的。
But at the same time, these false prophets and false Christs will prophesy a lot and have a lot of power.
连选民都被迷惑呢。
That even the elect and the chosen ones will be deceived.
那选民就是真信徒咯。
And the chosen ones are the believers.
就是真的可以把这个道理行在生活里面的真的门徒呢。
And they are the true disciples who can act out the way.
我们都知道真门徒、真信徒是有圣灵同在的。
And we know that the true disciples and the true believers have the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵会引导我们进入真理里面。
And the Holy Spirit will allow us to enter the truth.
但是当这种现象，这个迷惑的人出现在行神迹的时候，连这个真信徒都会搞不清楚到底是怎么一回事。
But when the false prophets appear, even the believers may lose their way and wonder what happened.
并不是说圣灵没有功效。
And it does not mean that the Holy Spirit has lost its power.
而是人失落警醒，没有顺服，或者是不注意圣灵的提醒。
But rather the people have lost their direction or does not take heed to the direction of the Holy Spirit.
那很容易的就落入迷惑里面，就搞不清楚了。
And very easily they may be lost and be deceived.
那既然是所谓的迷惑，就是你不容易分辨的嘛。
And the meaning of deception is that you cannot tell between right and wrong.
如果很容易分辨，就不会被迷惑，不会被骗呢。
If you can decipher between right and wrong, then you will not be deceived.
那所以呢，我们就要针对主耶稣所提出这个警告，特别来查考清楚。
And so we have to particularly study the warning of Jesus.
今天这个主耶稣的预言呢，在教会一定会实现的。
And today the prophecy of Jesus will indeed appear.
而且随着末日的临近，一定会越来越严重。
And particularly with the end times, it will become more and more prominent.
甚至连我们的信徒教会里面都会受很大影响。
But even the believers in our church will be affected greatly.
如果我们从马太福音第24章看这个迷惑发生时候的那个大环境。
And if we take a look at Matthew 24 and the environment of the time.
我们现在看第二十四章42节。
Let's turn to Matthew 24, verse 42.
主耶稣告诉我们说要警醒了。
In verse 42, Jesus tells us to watch out.
42节说，所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到的。
42 says, watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming.
当时候会有一个，主耶稣告诉我们说，这个迷惑当时候的情形是，如果这个迷惑出现，就是说这个末日越来越近了。
And Jesus says that if the deception appears, that means the end times is closer and closer.
那要我们要警醒预备吗？
And it means that we have to watch and prepare our hearts.
所谓警醒，就是因为不知道真的哪一天到，只是知道近了，但是不确定是哪一天。
And to watch means that we know that the end times is near, but we are unsure of what day it will be.
那也要预备。
And we also have to prepare.
预备什么？
And what do we prepare?
45节。
In verse 45.
第44节。
44.
所以他说你们要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
It says, therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of God is coming at an hour you do not expect.
预备什么？
And how do we be ready?
45节。
In verse 45.
谁是忠心有见识的仆人呢？为主人所派管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？
45 says, who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season?
所以这个当这个环境里面，在这种情况下，我们要预备，就是我们要每一个人要成为神忠心有见识的仆人。
And to be ready and prepare ourselves means that in this situation we need to be a faithful servant of God.
我们每一个人都在神的家里面尽我们当仆人的角色。
And in God's house we need to take the role of a faithful and wise servant.
我们每一个人都有神给我们的使命的。
And every one of us has the will of God given unto us.
不管我们是能够参与教会什么圣工。
Regardless of what kind of holy work we do in church.
我们一定要是忠心有见识的，就是知道要怎么样来得到这个主人的喜悦。
We have to be faithful and wise, meaning we need to know how to please God.
如果我们可以这样做，
and if we can do so,
那么就有福气。
Then we will receive blessings.
我们看第46节。
Let's look at verse 46.
当主人来到，看见他们这样行，那仆人就有福了。
Blessed is that the servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing.
所以现在这个在这个末日临近的时候，这是我们应当要准备的。
And so we know that in the end times, this is how we can make preparations.
那可是，在大环境上面会有很多的灾难、动乱以及迷惑人的事。
And in our environment, there will be many disasters and many deceiving situations.
甚至会为着耶稣基督的缘故受逼迫、遭患难。
And we will even encounter tribulations and situations that would challenge our faith.
所以你看马太福音24章的第六节开始啊。
So if you look at Matthew 24 verse 6 and on.
就有很多所谓打仗的风声了。
We see that there are wars and rumors of wars.
第七节说国攻打国，民攻打民。
And verse 7 says nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom.
很多饥荒地震发生。
There will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes.
啊，这些都是灾难的起头而已。
But these are only the beginning of the end times.
哦，这个是从大环境上来看到有这个现象。
And these are the signs in the big environment outside us.
那从信仰角度看来。
But from a spiritual perspective.
第十节。
Verse 10.
他说有许多人会跌倒，会彼此陷害，会彼此恨恶。
Many will be offended, betray one another, and hate one another.
然后呢，不法的事情会很多。第十二节。
Verse 12 says that there will be much lawlessness.
很多人的爱心就会渐渐冷淡了。
And that love will grow cold.
好，那现在这个爱心冷淡的时候，才是一个危机。
And when the love grows cold, then this is a danger.
因为如果大环境的人大部分都是没有爱心的。
Because if most of the people do not have love.
如果今天一个人是有很有爱心的人出现了。
If someone with love abounding in them appears,
那众人一定会被这个人的爱心被感动，一定会很觉得很特殊。
Then the majority will be touched by this love because it is very particular and special.
所以你看，这个所谓冒基督名、假基督，它是用一个什么形态出现呢？
So how do these false Christs appear?
我们知道耶稣基督是充满怜悯、充满慈爱的。
We know that Jesus is full of love.
主耶稣是非常有爱心的。
And Jesus is a person who has much love.
你看他看到那个瘸腿的，他就把他医治，让他可以走路。
And when he sees the lame, he heals them so that they can walk.
主动给予的恩典。
And he actively gives them grace.
那个长大麻风来求他，主耶稣都把他医治。
And regardless of how sick they are, Jesus voluntarily heals them.
瞎眼的主耶稣就让他看见。
And for the blind, Jesus lets them see.
肚子饿的，他就给他便便，给他们吃饱。
And for those who are hungry, Jesus feeds them until they are full.
每一件事情，如果按今天的角度来看，都是大善人。
And from these, this perspective today, Jesus did many great miracles.
所以呢，你看那个冒基督的名人来，冒基督的名出来的人，一定是非常有爱心的。
So the people who are false Christs will appear to have much love.
一定是会很吸引人呢。
And they will use this to attract believers.
但是这个爱心的行为底下，他所讲的信息，可能人家都不会注意的。
But what they say beneath their love, people may not recognize.
也在这个时候，迷惑才会发生呢。
And it is at this time that people will be deceived.
如果今天这个人是不没有爱心的
，And if today someone does not have love,
对人也不客气
，And they are not polite towards others,
然后各方面都是觉得你就看了就不会想要不会羡慕的人，通常你也不会注意他所讲的话。
And in many aspects, if we do not admire them, then we will not listen to what they say.
但是如果是爱心出现了。
But if love appears,
我们就看到说，哎，这个人照耶稣的教训在行啊。
And we believe that they are acting according to the word of God.
然后，通常我们就会很自然的把他所讲的信息就会听进去，就会吸收了。
And naturally, we will listen to what they say and believe what they say.
啊，即使讲的道理不是很清楚，或是不是很和耶稣基督的教训呢，我们有时候会很容易就把它放过去了。
And even if what they say is not according to the true teaching, we may look it over.
也就在这个时候，迷惑就会出现。
And at this time, we will be deceived.
然后，如果又加上可以行神迹、有能力啊，那就更危险了。
And if they even have can perform miracles and have great power, then it is even more dangerous.
因为他的作为可以证实神与这个人同在啊。
Because many may believe that God is with them.
那这个时候，不被迷惑的就会变少数了。
And at this time, more and more people will be deceived.
那这是为什么要谨慎？
And this is why we need to take heed and watch out.
在这个爱心冷淡的世代里面，一定会很突出的这一点。
And when a society of love grows cold, this will be more popular and prominent.
然后呢，我们一定会有很多我们的信徒会质疑一个问题。
And many of our believers may propose a question.
就是说，这个教会不是神的家吗？
And they may ask, isn't the church the house of God?
那神是家的主人呢？
And isn't God the master of the house?
教会是他的身体啊。
And the church is the body of God.
他怎么会允许这个迷惑在教会出现呢？
And why would God allow these false Christs and prophets to appear?
为什么神不就把这个谎言揭穿，把这个人真面目拿起来，大家都知道就不会被骗呢？
Wouldn't God stop the false prophets and Christ so that no one will be deceived?
很多时候我们会用 很自然的理所当然人的逻辑去去推想神应该要这样做。
Many times we may use human logic to think that this is what God should do.
但是神主耶稣是不是这样子的？
But this is not what Jesus will do.
主耶稣说什么？
What did Jesus say?
看24章25节。
Let's turn to chapter 24, verse 25.
25节。25节说，看啊，我预先告诉你们了。
25 says, See, I have told you beforehand.
好，26节。
26.
他说，若有人对你们说，看啊，基督在旷野里，你们不要出去。
Therefore, if they say to you, Look, he is in the desert, do not go out.
或者说，看啊，基督在内屋中，啊，你们不要信。
Or look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it.
主耶稣已经预先说，我先告诉你们了。
And Jesus told us beforehand what will happen.
你们现在听见的啊，你要你看，你不要出去，你不要跟着去了。
And he says, what you hear, don't follow.
如果有人说什么，你不要信。
And do not believe what people tell you.
在这种情况下，你不信是一种考验呢。
And in this situation, if you don't believe them, this is a kind of test.
老师说，主耶稣已经话讲在前面，他要我们谨慎，要我们分辨。
Because Jesus has already told us beforehand to watch out and to determine what is right and wrong.
那目的在哪里？
And what is the point of this?
就是要试验哪些人是真心的、尽心尽力的在跟从主。
The point is to test which of us truly believes and listens to the word of God.
而不是在跟从人。
And it is not that which one of us will follow man.
因为假基督、假先知的出现，最后的结果就是会让人跟从这个人去了。
Because the purpose of these false prophets and false Christ is for to deceive people to follow them.
你看一个人如果他本来跟从主，他最后变成跟从人，他什么意思？
If you see if someone followed God but ended up following a false prophet and Christ, what happened there?
那表示说这个人在跟从主的时候，其实并不是尽心尽意的在跟从主耶稣。
It means that when they were following God, they were not following God with their heart and their mind and their soul.
他可能在心里面还有某一些对神的不明白、不谅解。被这个人刚好抓住了，你就跟着他去了。
Perhaps in their hearts they did not understand or really know God, and when false prophets came, they were deceived.
那这件事情，这个神的试验，神早在旧约时代就已经讲清楚了。
And this type of testing from Jesus was already mentioned in the Old Testament.
我们看《生命记》13章。
Let's turn to the book of
《生命记》
Deuteronomy
13章
Chapter 13。
我们现在看第一节啊。
13:1。
生命记十三章第一节说：“你们中间若有先知或是做梦的起来，向你显个神迹奇事。”第二节
，verse two，
他对你说：“我们去随从你素来所不认识的别神侍奉他吧。”他所显的神迹奇事虽有应验。第三节
，verse three，
你也不可以听那先知或是那做梦之人的话，因为这是主你的神试验你们，要知道你们是尽心尽性爱主你们的神，不是。第四节
，verse four，
你们要顺从主你们的神，敬畏他，谨守他的诫命，听从他的话，侍奉他，专靠他。这一段圣经讲得很清楚，非常重要。
And this passage says very clearly, and it's also a very important passage.
也就是说，我们今天对神的态度跟对神的认识是很关键。
And it says that the attitude we have towards God and the understanding of Him is very important.
神说哦，他允许这个所谓的先知跟做梦的起来，而且还可以显神迹奇事啊，是为了要试验选民呢。
And the purpose of these false prophets and the miracles they perform is to test his believers.
那重点就是要每一个人真的能够顺服神。
And the importance of it is for the believers to be able to love and worship God.
而且能够敬畏他。
And also to respect him.
谨守他的诫命哦。
And to follow his will.
他说听从神的话。
And to listen to the word of God.
侍奉他，专门就只有侍奉神而已。
And to serve and serve God only.
专门靠他，专靠他。
And to only trust him.
就是100%的，就是不会有其他的依靠，我们可以想说哦，可以靠这个人做什么事。
And it means to trust God 100% and not be able to trust anybody else.
所以这个迷惑的发生，其实基本上就是为了要筛选谁是真正属耶稣的人。
So this deception is to determine who is really after the heart of God.
谁是真正的在跟从主，在谨守他诫命的
？And who truly is following God and following His commandments?
那所以呢，你看主耶稣他在预言这个迷惑出现的时候，他最后讲到一个最高峰的是什么时候呢？
And we see that when Jesus was prophesying the end times, what was the most important thing he said?
这个迷惑最后的出现就是 那个行毁坏可憎的站在圣殿里面呢。
It was when the false prophets would stand in the temple of God.
我们看看回来马太福音第二十四章。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章，我们看第十五节。
Matthew 24 verse 15.
二十四章十五节说：“你们看见先知但以理所说的那行毁坏可憎的站在圣地，读这经人需要会意。”
Verse 15. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place.
那这个就是在末日迷惑最深的时候，那个行毁坏可憎，就是那个敌基督者，那个假先知、假基督啊，真的就站在神的圣殿里了。
The abomination of desolation is when the false prophet stands in the holy place.
那当时候主耶稣讲这句话的时候，当然是在预言，在让这个但以理书所说的那个预言实现，就是主后七十年的时候会有一个大毁坏。
And when Jesus spoke this, the prophecy of Daniel, it was to prophesy what would happen 70 years later.
就以前的时代来说，在主前的一百多年，有一次圣殿真的是被污秽很严重，那是有人说那是第一次的实现，预言的实现。
Because 100 years before Christ, the temple was destroyed, and it was the first destroyance of the temple.
等到主后七十年的时候，圣殿再一次的被污秽了。
And after Jesus came, 70 years after, the temple was destroyed once again.
啊，真的是通被拆掉，烧光光了。
And truly, it was completely destroyed and burned down.
但是我们知道主耶稣所讲的道理的信息都是跟属灵有关系的。
But we know that the words that Jesus spoke has to do with the Spirit.
所以这句话要应验在末后的真教会的时代。
And so, this prophecy will, appear in the end times.
那所以我们今天作为主的真门徒，我们一定要能够靠着主耶稣，靠着圣灵，再一次的分辨，而且能够 得胜。
So as the true believers of Christ, we need to once again begin to decipher between right and wrong.
这个行毁坏可憎的站在圣地，在使徒时代其实就已经出现过一次了。
And this occurrence actually happened in the biblical times.
我们看一下那个启示录第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
当时候这些迷惑已经在真的就照主耶稣所预告的先实现一次。
And at the time, the temple was already destroyed for the first time.
就是这些迷惑人的事了哈。
And people were already beginning to be deceived.
看启示录二章的第十二节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2 verse 12.
启示录 Revelation.
Revelations chapter 2 verse 12.
启示录二章十二节。
Revelations chapter 2 verse 12.
这里是写给别加摩教会的一封信。
And this was a letter written to the church of Pergamos.
我们看第十三节。
Let's turn to verse 13.
他说：“我知道你的居所就是有撒旦座位之处。当我忠心的见证人安提帕在你们中间，撒旦所住的地方被杀之时，你还坚守我的名，没有弃绝我的道。”
And verse 13, I know your works and where you dwell, where Satan's throne is, and you hold fast to my name and do not deny my faith, even in the days in which Antipas was my faithful martyr.
这里说在教会里面呢，有撒旦的座位。
And in this passage, it says that in the church there is Satan's throne.
有一些有至少这里所提到这个人安提帕，他是神忠心的见证人，他被杀了。
And here brings up Antipas, who was Christ's faithful martyr, who was killed.
他是在教会被杀的，是在撒旦所住的地方被杀的呢。
He was killed in the church where Satan dwelled.
撒旦所住的地方是在你们中间呢。
And where Satan dwelled was in between us.
然后。当然，这个教会还有一个可取之处，就是他说：“你们还能够坚守我的名，没有弃绝我的道。”
And it says that you hold fast to my name and do not deny my faith.
但是有一些人呢，他说第十四节说
，And in verse 14 it says，
说有几件事情我要责备你啊。
But I have a few things against you.
因为在你那里有人服从了巴兰的教训。
Because you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam.
那这个巴兰。曾教导巴勒将绊脚石放在以色列人面前，叫他们吃祭偶像之物，行奸淫的事。
Who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel to eat things sacrificed to idols and to commit sexual immorality?
那这个巴兰的故事在民数记的二十二章到二十四章写得很清楚。
And the story of Balak is recorded previously in the Bible.
我们如果有时间的话，可以回去自己查查看。
And if we have time, we can study this story.
基本上，巴兰他的教训就是贪爱钱财，他是一个贪爱钱财的不义的先知啊。
And Balak was a believer who was not very righteous.
那他当然为了这个不义之财呢，他就让以色列百姓呢跌倒。
And as a result, he was a stumbling block to the Israelites.
啊，让他们行奸淫的事。
And he caused them to sacrifice to idols and commit sexual immorality.
因为这样的事呢，后来以色列百姓受大亏损了。
And because of this, the Israelites suffered the repercussions.
然后，后来最后这个巴兰也是被杀了。
And in the end, Balak was also killed.
那所以你看，这个有人服从巴兰的教训呢。
And we see in this passage that there were some people who followed the teachings of Balak.
第十五节说。
And in verse 15, it says.
他说你那里也有人照样服从了尼格拉一党的人的教训呢。
Thus, you also have those who hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans.
那这个所谓的尼格拉党的人是什么样的教训啊？
And what were the teachings of the Nicolaitans?
所以当时候这一群人其实就是放纵情欲，主张要放纵情欲的人。放纵情欲就是 lust， 就是他们可以随意的去犯罪了。
And what the Nicolaitans taught was that they could freely sin, and they were people who were very lustful.
他认为说这个肉体如果做什么事是没有关系的，肉体跟灵魂是分开的。
And they assumed that what is fleshly and what is spiritual is separate, and they could do whatever they wanted to.
所以在当时候呢，这一派的人叫做纵欲派的。
And so they were known at the time as the Nicolaitans.
他们是放纵情欲，就是说他们又在教会里面好为首，喜欢发号施令的。
And they pursued fleshly and lustful desires in the church.
啊，当时候就是教会里面有些人就服从他们呢。
And at the time, there were some believers in the church who listened to the Nicolaitans.
他们滥用了神的慈爱跟救恩呢。
And these people abused the love of God.
然后这个圣灵的提醒是说，你们一定要悔改。他说要教会悔改啊。
And the teaching of the Holy Spirit was for the church to repent.
要得胜。
And to receive salvation.
也就是说，当初有一些人在这个迷惑里面。就跌倒了，就搞不清楚了。
Because at the time there was a few people who were deceived and could not tell between right and wrong.
所以你看这些迷惑的事情在当时代啊，神让它发生，就是可以看出哪些人真的是跟从神。
And so at the time, Jesus allowed these events to happen so that you could see who was truly after the heart of God.
教会里面根基不够稳固啊，说实在的。
Because at the time, the root of the church was not stable enough.
很多似是而非的道理在教会散布。
And there were many believers who were not very rooted in the church.
那这是一个事实，在使徒教会出现过的。
And this was a reality that happened in the apostolic church.
那现在已经2000年过去了。
And now, 2000 years later.
那我们都知道说现在，照圣经所说的，他说现在主再来的日子比以前更近了。
We know that from the teaching of the Bible, the end times is closer than it was in the Bible.
那我们一定要更加了解这个迷惑的事情。
And so we have to understand what the deception is.
那我们现在就要想想看，你看这些人能够迷惑人，他们可以行神迹奇事，他的能力从哪里来？
And we need to understand these false prophets and where their power comes from.
这些迷惑的事让选民都搞不清楚的，这个来源从哪里来的？
Because these false prophets had the power to deceive the believers, but where did their power come from?
我们都知道这个迷惑最终极的来源就是魔鬼啊。
We know that the origination of the false prophets is Satan.
因为魔鬼就是要迷惑普天下人的。
Because Satan wanted to deceive the people on earth.
我们看启示录第二十章。
Let's turn to Revelations chapter 20.
启示录二十章第一节那里。
Revelation 20 verse 1.
这里第一节到第二节那里有一个古蛇，又叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦。
And in verse 2 it mentions a serpent who is called the devil and also Satan.
然后到第三节说，他被关在无底坑里面啊。
And in verse 3, it mentions that the serpent was cast into the bottomless pit.
他说使他不得再迷惑列国。
So that he will no longer deceive the nations.
所以他是要迷惑列国，他的目标就是要迷惑列国嘛。
So we know that the purpose of the serpent was to deceive the nations.
然后我们看第七节。
If we look on to verse 7.
他说一千年过了以后，撒旦从这个监牢里面被释放，就是从无底坑被释放了。
And that when 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison, which is the bottomless pit.
然后第八节说，他出来要迷惑地上释放的列国。
And verse 8 says that when he comes out, he will go out to deceive the nations.
那这个迷惑就很大了。
And when he deceives the nations in the four corners of the earth, the deception will be great.
那这个一千年过后， 之后这个大迷惑其实就是将来我们会经历的。
And after the thousand years have passed is something that we will all experience.
按照我们现在对启示录的看法呢，我们现在教会这个时代啊，应该就是撒旦魔鬼被捆绑的时候。
And from our understanding of Revelations, it is when when Satan has already been released.
我们其实现在就在这个千年王国的平安时代里面。
And really, right now, we are in these thousand years after it has expired.
你看，我们现在可以自由的传福音了。
We know that right now we can freely preach the gospel.
我们现在教会的能力各方面其实都还魔鬼还没办法抵挡的。
And that in many aspects of our church, Satan cannot bring us down quite yet.
你看那个邪灵附身的，奉主耶稣的名，那个魔鬼还是跑了。
And if we see our pastors use the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Satan can still not overcome this.
我们还是可以靠着圣灵把人的心意夺回，归向神。
Because we can still rely on the Holy Spirit, to return our hearts to Christ.
所以有人姐妹说，其实现在这个世代最大的神迹是什么？
And so there was a believer who said the most miraculous thing in this economy is
就是最大的神迹不是说那个病人得医治的。
The most miraculous thing right now is not for the sick to be healed.
因为病得医治有时候靠医药靠医生也可以得医治啊。
Because for the sick to be healed, sometimes we can rely on doctors or on medicine.
但是要改变一个人的心啊，没有神是做不到的。
But to change someone's heart without God is an impossible task.
所以最大神就是一个人他会从不信主到变可以信主。
So the greatest miracle is for someone to go from not believing Christ to believing.
人本来在魔鬼的掌握底下，现在会被神拉出来归向神。
That for someone to be in the arms of Satan and to be pulled out to the arms of Christ is a great miracle.
所以其实我们现在都是在这个神所赐的平安的时代里。
So truly, right now we are in the thousand years of peace that God has given us.
这个就是现在其实这个撒旦被限制了。
And it is when Satan is still in the bottomless pit.
但是将来那个大迷惑出现的时候，这个撒旦就被释放。
But in the future, when this great tribulation occurs and Satan will be released,
那这个就是大迷惑出现，这个就是真的会让很多人跌倒。
And this will be the time of great tribulation when many will fall.
我们如果看启示录，我们就看到这个混乱的局面。
And if we study Revelation, we will see this happening.
那这个局面其实在讲这种迷惑是在教会里面讲的。
And this great tribulation happens in the church.
魔鬼的对象是谁呢？
And who is the opponent of Satan?
魔鬼要攻击的人一定是属神的。
But the people that Satan wants to attack is the people of Christ.
这个世界不信的人本来就属他，魔鬼不需要去对他们动什么手脚啊。
Because those who do not believe in God is of Satan, and Satan does not have to attack them.
魔鬼真正要攻击的对象是属神的选民。
So the opponent of Satan is the chosen ones of God.
从这个角度看，启示录所讲的这个灾难一定是指的教会讲。
And from this perspective in Revelation, Satan's opponent is the believers of God.
所以将来这个按照神的计划，当撒旦被释放的时候，这个迷惑真的会出现的。
And so, from the prophecy of Revelation, when Satan is released, then this great tribulation will indeed appear.
那如果我们不谨慎呢、啊、
？And if we do not watch out,
我们就会像那些圣经里面所讲的说，连选民都迷惑。
We will be like what is recorded in the Bible that the believers will even be deceived.
那我们最后就是没有办法进入神的国度。
And if this happens in the end, we will not be able to enter the kingdom of God.
等到被迷惑了，才在那边怨叹说啊，怎么这个人骗我？
And if we only question why we are being deceived after we have been deceived,
那个时候已经没有办法，太慢了。
Then at the time it is already too late.
因为被骗的人就自己受亏损了。
Because those who are deceived have to suffer the repercussions.
因为如果这是为什么主耶稣说要谨慎。
And this is the reason why Jesus says we have to watch out and take heed.
被骗就是因为没有搞清楚了。
Because if we were deceived, then we were not very clear.
没有警醒预备。
We did not make preparations and we were not ready.
那现在这个假先知、假基督他怎么来的？
But how did these false prophets and Christ appear?
怎么会教会里面有出现假先知、假基督呢？
How would they appear within the church?
那有时候当然是从外面来的。
And of course, sometimes they come from outside the church.
如果我们看主耶稣在讲福音的时候，他讲了一个比喻啊。
And if we see when Jesus was preaching, he mentioned a parable.
看马太福音13章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 13.
马太十三章。
Matthew 13.
13章主耶稣讲这个天国的比喻的时候，第二个比喻讲稗子的比喻。
And Matthew 13, Jesus shared the parable about the kingdom of heaven.
看第24节。
Let's turn to verse 24.
他说，天国好像人撒好种在田里，等到人睡觉的时候，这个仇敌来啊，将稗子撒在麦子里就走了。
The kingdom of God is like a man who sowed good seed in the field. When the men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares away from the wheat and went his way.
那这个稗子是什么？
And what was
什么是稗子？
Enemy who sowed the tares.
我们看第37节。
Let's turn to verse 37.
这是主耶稣回答他们对这个比喻做解释的。
And in 37, he clarified his parable.
他说那撒好种就是人子啊。
He says, he who sows the good seed is the son of man.
这个田地就是世界。
The field is the world.
好种就是天国之子。
The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom.
稗子就是恶者之子。
And the tares are the sons of the wicked one.
撒稗子的仇敌就是魔鬼。
And those who sow the tares is the devil.
好，那收割的时候就是世界末了，收割的人就是天使。
The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels.
好，那个稗子最后被用火焚烧。
And in the end, the tares are gathered and burned in the fire.
第41节。
Verse 41.
他说，人子要差遣使者，把一切叫人跌倒的和作恶的从他的国里挑出来。
Son of man will send out his angels, and they will gather out his kingdom all things that offend.
所以这里看到这个稗子呢，它是叫人跌倒和作恶的人呢。
And we see that those who sow the tares are those who deceive and those who do evil.
那这个稗子是魔鬼撒进去的哦。
And these tares are sowed by Satan.
表示说，当神的国度在扩展的时候，魔鬼也会跟着做工。
And when the kingdom of God is coming, Satan will also be doing his work.
所以你看，魔鬼他就来，他趁人不注意的时候就开始来撒了，把这个稗子撒进来了。
So we see that when man is not watching, Satan will come and sow the tares.
那撒进来你一定看不清楚啊。
And when it is sowed, you will not be able to decipher very clearly.
因为稗子跟麦子在外表上长得很像的。
Because from the outside, the tares and the good seeds appear very similar.
要等到收割结果子的时候才看得出来。
And you can only tell the difference when it is harvest time.
但是等到那个时候就已经影响很多了。
But by that time, the effect will be very great.
那这个魔鬼撒进来这个稗子啊。
And the tares sowed by Satan.
如果这些稗子本身是那个很凶恶的啊，然后看起来就是你一眼就看出来，你当然就不会被骗了。
If these tares are very obvious and you can tell the difference, then you will not be deceived.
但通常就是因为你不容易看出来，表示什么？它看起来跟信徒完全一样。
But you will not be able to tell the difference if they are the same.
那是怎么一回事呢？
And why would this happen?
就是马太福音第七章主耶稣所说的。
It is what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7.
看马太七章十五节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7, verse 15.
七章十五节说， 15. 你们要防备假先知。他们到你们这里来的时候，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼啊。
15. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves.
好，现在就是因为披着羊皮啊，你就看不出来了。
And we cannot tell the tares because they are in sheep's clothing.
我们知道在主耶稣所讲的道理里面，这个羊通常都代表着得救的信徒。
We know that in the Bible, the sheep represents the believers who receive salvation.
那现在其实这个是残暴的狼，可是他现在披着羊皮，你就搞不清楚了。
But these are ravenous wolves who put on the sheep's clothing, and you cannot tell the difference.
那这个残暴的狼，它其实有一个本性的。
And these ravenous wolves actually have a characteristic.
那这个本性是什么？
And what is this defining characteristic of?
刚才那个稗子，主耶稣讲的时候是说，哦，那是会叫人跌倒的。
And previously, Jesus said that these tares will allow people to fall.
而且是会作恶的。
And these tares are evil doing.
然后呢，表示说这些人呢，他来作为最后是让人不能进神的国度啊。
And what this means is that their intention is that for believers to not be able to enter the kingdom of heaven.
那他这个作恶本身并不是说做坏事啊，如果做坏事，你看就一眼就看出来，你不会被骗的。
And this evil is not plain intentional evil that you can decipher very easily.
但是这个恶本身可能就是那个毒素，就是错误的教导。
But rather, this evil may be a false teaching.
那现在这件事情啊，我们现在在看使徒行传第二十章。
If we turn back to Revelation,
使徒行传。
If we turn to Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
我们现在 看第二十九节。
Acts 20 verse 29。
二十章的二十九节。
Acts 20 verse 29。
他说：“我知道，我去之后必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群。”
29. For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock.
这里这个豺狼本身的特质是他不会爱惜羊群。
And the characteristic of these savage wolves is that they do not spare and love the flock.
那这个是从哪里来的？
And where does this originate from?
他是他说这个使徒保罗离开之后跑进来的。
They come after the disciple Paul left.
所以他本身是从外面偷偷跑进来，是披着羊皮的豺狼。
And so they come very stealthily from outside with the appearance of sheep's clothing.
但是既然被接受，表示他伪装的非常的。
And because they were accepted, it means that their outer appearance was very deceiving.
那这个时候，这个所谓的不爱惜羊群，它就是所谓的羊群，就是教会了。
And the flock is the church.
就是说，他不会爱教会，不会考虑教会的事。
And if they do not spare the flock, they do not love the church and have good intentions for the church.
他所考虑的就是他自己。
Because what they think about only is themselves.
那这个豺狼啊。在主耶稣他所讲的道理里面呢，就是所谓的贼，就是强盗。
And these savage wolves are the thieves that will steal the gospel.
我们看看约翰福音第十章。
If we turn to the book of John, chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10.
在第一节的地方。
10 verse 1.
这里提到说，他说人进羊圈，如果不是从门进去的，从别处爬进去，那个人就是贼，是强盗。
Verse 1 says, He who does not enter the sheepfold by the door but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber.
那这个强盗这个来是要做什么?
And why does the thief and the robber come?
第十节,
In verse 10 it says,
盗贼来无非是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
The thief does not come except to steal and to kill to destroy.
所以他基本上是不爱惜教会、不爱惜羊群的。
And so the thief does not love the flock and the church.
那最后一定要能够分别出来吗？
And in the end, we need to be able to decipher between them.
当然，主耶稣在马太福音第七章啊，他告诉我们说，那个这个披着羊皮的豺狼要用他的果子来认他啊。
And of course, in Matthew 7, Jesus tells us that we have to decipher between the wolves by bearing the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
我们看那个马太福音第七章，看一下这一节。
If we turn to Matthew chapter 7.
第七章的十六节啊
，Chapter 7 verse 16。
主耶稣说要凭他们的果子认出他们来。
That you will know them by their fruits。
那不结好果子，不好树就结好果子，坏树就结坏果子。
Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles？
然后不是说他说主啊主啊，不是那个行神迹，不是口里面一直呼喊。表示很虔诚的人，不是的。
And it doesn't mean that people who say good things about Jesus are intentionally good.
而是要遵行天父旨意，第二十一节说的。
But like it says in verse 21, it is about those who does the will of the Father in heaven.
第二十三节说。
In verse 23 says.
然后这些人是作恶的人呢。
That these people practice lawlessness.
所以这个就是从外面来的。
And so these thieves are from the outside.
这个称为假基督、假先知，在隐藏的教会里面 很好，但是你都看不出来。
And these false priests and prophets and the false Christ from outside, you will not be able to tell their difference.
但最后会慢慢显露。
But in the end, gradually you will be able to tell.
但是在他显露之前，我们一定要小心，不要被骗了。
But before you are able to tell clearly, we have to be careful not to be deceived.
被骗了，我们就受亏损。
If we are deceived, then we will no longer be in the church.
这是为什么主耶稣说。要小心。
And this is why Jesus says we have to be alert and watch out.
这是从外面来的。
Because these thieves come from the outside.
但是也有一些是从里面自己出现的哦。
But at the same time, some of these thieves will come from inside our church.
再看《使徒行传》第二十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 20.
第三十节。
Verse
30. 二十章的三十节。
Acts 20 verse 30.
他说：“就是你们中间也必有人起来说悖谬的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们。”
30. Also from among yourselves men will rise up, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves.
这个在你们中间呢，是指那些以弗所的长老们哦。
And here it says among yourselves, and it meant the elders in the church.
那在这个做监督的这些神的工人里面呢、啊？
And among the church of Ephesus, the holy workers of God.
他说有人会起来说悖谬的话。
Says that people will rise up and speak perverse things.
所谓悖谬的话，就是不服真理，他不会顺从教会的。
And these perverse things are not according to the truth and not according to the church.
那最后他的目标就是要引诱人跟从他们。
Their ultimate purpose is to draw people away from God.
所以
follow them.
最后这些人就带着一群人，他是不是让人去跟从神，而是让人跟从他。
And so in the end, these men will gather a group of followers so that they will follow them instead of God.
这是里面所发生出来的。
And this will stem from within the church.
从圣经看来，这个叫做真理的变质。
And from a biblical perspective, this is the twisting of the truth.
那这个是很可怕的。
And this is something that is very frightening.
因为有时候如果没有分辨的话，就真的会跟着走了。
Because if we cannot tell the difference, then we may be deceived and follow after them.
那这些事情哦，在真耶稣教会里面。从历史开始就一直都有。
And in the history of the True Jesus Church, this is something that has occurred.
被迷惑出去的最后都后悔。
That people who are deceived and leave the church, in the end, they are filled with regret.
因为最后他们所跟从都是跟从人。
Because in the end, who they follow is following man.
啊，最后等到发现的时候，再回来的时候，其实就真的是很后悔，说走过那一段路了。
And by the time they realize it is too late, and they regret walking down that wrong road.
所以现在不管是怎么来，从外面来，从里面来。
But now, regardless of whether these false teachings are from outside or inside the church,
最后这些假先知、假基督都是在教会里面活动的。
In the end, the false prophets and the Christs are inside the church doing their activity.
就是因为在教会活动才会危险。
And because they are within the church, then this is why it is very dangerous.
如果今天是在教会外面，那我们就没有关系了。
If they conduct their false teachings outside the church, then we will not be affected.
所以我们今天最重要的，要最谨慎的是什么？
So what is the most important thing we have to watch out for today?
我们今天所听见的道理。
It is the sermons and the truth that we hear.
如果今天是一个其他教会的人在讲的道理，我们当然会小心了。
If it is someone from outside our church speaking a sermon, of course we would be rather careful.
我们心里面就把它关起来了，因为这个不是我的教会。
Our hearts will be closed because we know it is not the true church.
但是如果是我们自己的人在讲的话，你可能就会耳朵就打开了。
But if it is our own believers and our own priests and pastors, then our hearts will be opened.
但是当你没有分辨的时候，你可能就被迷惑了。
And before you are able to decipher, perhaps you will be deceived.
因为外表上看来，他跟其他神的信徒都一样，像羊一样吗？
Because from the outside perspective, they are clothed in sheep's clothing.
但是最后他却是其实是会破坏教会。
But the end, they will destroy the church.
那这个就是最后被称为魔鬼的差役。
And in the end, these people will become of Satan.
魔鬼的差役是什么？
And what will become of these people?
不是那个青面那个看起来很恐怖的那个魔鬼。
It is not the Satan that seems very threatening and scary.
而是看得非常可爱的天使。
But it is actually outwardly the cute angels.
你看那个哥林多前书，哥林多后书第十一章。
If we turn to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书十一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 11.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
十三节开始。
Verse 13.
十三节这里说，那等人是假使徒，行事诡诈，光作基督使徒的模样。十四节。
Verse 14.
这也不足为怪。因为连撒旦也装作光明的天使，十五节。
15.
所以他的差役若装作仁义的差役，也不算稀奇。他们的结局必然照着他们的行为。这里提到这个光明的天使了。
And in this passage, it talks about the angel of light.
那但是其实是撒旦的差役装扮成的，这是撒旦的差役。
But this angel of light is actually Satan transforming himself.
那这个时候，这个迷惑才会出现的。
And it is at this point that we will be deceived.
那这个是要小心。
And this is why we have to be very careful.
因为这个是像主耶稣所说，他是残暴的狼，只是披着羊皮而已。
Because like Jesus said previously, it is like a ravenous wolf in sheep's clothing.
在这个情况下，他讲的话，如果是行为又很有爱心，不被迷惑的就不容易了。
And under the circumstances, what they say is full of love, then those who are deceived will be very many.
那我们要怎么办呢？
And so what do we have to do to prevent this from happening?
要怎样谨慎？
How do we be more watchful and alert?
我们星期五的时候再来继续分享。
On Friday night, we will continue this topic.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
176